football on off the ball.
I think the sad part is if UEFA are holding you to the highest standards, you're in a bit of trouble. That has to be a warning shot for people in FIFA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
Very welcome back to Friday night's Off the Ball. Ben Symes are here with you until 10 p.m. this evening. We can cross over now to Drogheda to meet our commentary team for this evening. Stephen Doyle is going to be your premier commentator, and Owen Heary is going to be alongside him. Owen, how are you doing?
I'm all good. Thanks very much. Delighted to be up here now in Lambay Park, as it's now called. It's a long time since I've been up here.
I was going to say,
absolutely. There's a few debuts here tonight, Ben, and of course, a couple of players on the pitch. But look, everyone knows Owen from his off the ball contributions over the last few months or so. No better man, 7 league titles to his name, eh?
Well, it's been a pretty hectic week across the board for everyone in the League of Ireland. Well, everyone who's competing in Europe, no less. Anyways, we're going to go through a couple of these ties. I might just start with a club that the two of you will know very well, and that is Bohemians. Dramatic win last night. Won the opening leg at home in Dalyman Park. Came back with a Ross Tierney thunderbolt in the last minute to win 2-1. I mean, 3-1 down there last night until a Pat Hickey header in the 89th minute, and then 5 out of 5 from the penalty spot to send them through against Midtjylland. It looked like to me from afar that tie was done. It was over, and it was going to be a really disappointing loss for Alan Reynolds' side, and then only managed to turn it around at the end.
Yeah, definitely. I was watching that game last night, and as you said, when it went 3-1, you know, some of the goals that Bowes gave away at that stage, like, it was similar to the one in Daly Mount. Todd got torn and was laid back and was in the back of the net. But I was telling Stephen earlier, if you watch the game back, the crucial second goal for Bowes, if you just watch Ross Tierney in the box, he manages to get hold of the centre half, just pulls him down slightly as he's about to go for the ball, which allows Hickey to get that little march on him and get that goal, which is a massive goal in the aspects of the game. And then to go up, step up, and as you say, 5 penalties in a row, 5 in the back of the net, you know, kept that cool. But they really had to dig deep last night, and now they have their rewards and down to Denmark to play a game where I think they can get something over there, and I guess something in Tallaght, should I say, and get through to the next round.
Yeah, it's certainly a funny one, those ties where you're not necessarily have a glamour tie like what Shelburne have with Ajax, but you are going up against a really tough side. Put it up to Aarhus in the Danish Super League last season. Like, Steve-O, from a Bowes perspective, will there be as much confidence going into this game as there would have against Balkany?
Well, you'd have to look at that Michelin team, Ben. Like, you know, there's a couple of players there, like, you would have played in some of the top tiers around Europe. And Philip Billing, I suppose, one of the standard names for anybody who follows the Premier League, played for Huddersfield Town, for Bournemouth. Like, you know, it's definitely, it's not just a step up, it's a massive step up for a team like Bohemians. But look, it's a shot to nothing, isn't it? They're going to be in pre-season. Bowes will have that fitness advantage. And one thing Bowes have shown over those two, the two legs against Balkany, is they've shown great character, and that's something maybe that team have been questioned over the last number of months, especially when they went down that run of 9 games across the league. They showed some great character. They scored in the 89th minute last night, the 90th minute in the previous leg at Daly Mount Park. That shows us great character. And look, I travelled with the team in the last tie against St. Joseph's, and you could see amongst the team, there's a great team spirit and camaraderie there. And Owen will tell you, that kind of thing within a squad can take you anywhere really in Europe, can it?
Absolutely. As you say, it's all about the team spirit, you know, working hard for each other. And you've seen that last night, you know, there's one or two little mistakes that they could have all turned on each other and had a little go at each other, but they didn't. They dug deep, they kept plugging away, they scored, you know, to make it 3-2, take the extra time, and they were the better team, you know, Bowes were in the extra time. And like you said, we got through. And you're right in saying Michelin will be in that pre-season. There's nothing to fear. I know they are the quality side, you know, and they have good quality players in their team. They played against Liverpool a couple of years ago, you know, but I honestly think Bowes attacking wise have come on leaps and bounds in the last couple of months. I was critical at the start of the season when, as you say, the 9 games where they went without winning, because they were very static up front. and it looked like they were overcoached and, you know, looking to keep the ball rather than letting them attack. Now they're playing free flowing football. They need to just cut out the mistakes at the back, you know, which could will cost them at a higher level, as you say, in Europe. So cut them out, you know, and they'd have a really good chance in attacking wise.
It's a good thing that both have a lot of kits, lads, because Midtjylland, the exact same colours as Bohemians, so there won't be any worries on that front for Bohemians next week. Moving up to Shamrock Rovers, well, they were in the Champions League. They've been knocked out down to the Europa League after losing to Ararat Armenia 3-2 on aggregate. It was a 2-0 loss over in Yerevan, which did it for them. I was at this game in Tallaght Stadium on Tuesday night, and I only felt like after Rovers got back into the game and got it back to 2-2 that they would have kicked on from there, but they didn't, and conceded a really sloppy goal with about 15 minutes to go. Yeah. And Ararat entered through. Like, they haven't reached a third round since 2011 now, Shamrock Rovers, the Champions League, and I know they've set this own really high bar for themselves, but it was a really disappointing result the other night.
Yeah, this will hurt a lot of Rovers fans, you know, getting knocked out of Champions League. And you say they haven't got to the third round in a long time. I don't think an Irish club has got to the third round in a long time, which Rovers have put a lot of resources into getting beyond that stage, getting into the group stage of the Champions League, and they haven't hit that, you know, get that that final hurdle, haven't got over it yet. But he had a big chance in the away game. Abelavi had a great chance near the end of it. He lobbed it over the keeper that went wide, and that was the one that he really needed to go in. Again, they brought it back to Tallaght. He had to turn their two-goal cushion around. They done that, but then the sucker punch comes at the end and they're knocked out. The saving grace for them is that they go into the next European competition, the Europa Cup, you know, and if it doesn't work out on that, they go into the Conference League. So it makes a bit of a difference from, you know, years ago, where if you got knocked out of the Champions League, that was it, you were out, no more European games. So it takes a little bit of the pressure off them that they're still in Europe and they'll be playing in Europe all the way up to Christmas. But that's the holy grail for them, is the Champions League. And again, they've failed in that aspect of it.
From a defensive standpoint, there was a lot of questions over Shamrock Rovers' defence, and Pico Lopez wasn't there and he was at the World Cup, but he's come back in and there still is some of those defensive frailties about the place, and they were really on show with all three of the goals, really, against Armenia were three mistakes or poor bits of defending. Would you be worried about that defence in the long term? Lee Grace is 33, Pico's 34, and look, that's no question about Pico, he's still at his best. But in the last couple of months, Shamrock Rovers haven't looked like the levels that they have been at the back over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But, you know, you look at the two goals that you conceded away from home, and the first one is a mistake by Grace. The pass gets cut out and all of a sudden it's in the back of the net. But the worrying sign was the second goal. There was a throw in down in Aravat's own half, deep in their own half, and they walked up the line within a couple of seconds, cut inside and score. And that would be more of a worry, because that's basically gone from their corner, the corner flag, all the way up to the other end of the pitch. So 11 players were in the position to defend, and yet they went up the pitch and scored that goal. And that's more worrying for me, is those little mistakes that's costing them, you know, in the away legs. The leg before that, or the game before that, the first Champions League game, again, it was two goals away from home that they end up losing. So it is a bit of a worry, but it's not just down to the two centre-halves, it's down to the team as a whole to defend better. I do think that you have players there, as you say, the experienced players of Lopez, Grace, that can eradicate those mistakes and get players digging in deeper and making sure that they do get the clean sheets, especially when they're away from home. And it sometimes it comes that the league does be too easy for them at times, and that's why players sort of switch off. But when it comes to the European games, that's the real football that you need to be tuned in constantly for it.
We will get to your other former side, Shelburne, in just a moment, but I want to talk to you about Derry City. It was a 2-0 loss on aggregate to Rijeka. They're out of Europe after starting in the first round of the Europa League. And look, two very tough ties against Hiska Sofia and Rijeka, and maybe no one is that shocked that they got knocked out against Rijeka. But after the game, James McLean took to social media. He wasn't in the squad for the game yesterday, and he posted saying, "Rovers, Shells, Bowes, Larne have all progressed through ties in Europe this year. We played four, lost four. I'm sorry, but it needs to be said. We have every much as good, if not better, squad on paper. I said it already last time out. If you watch these games, the lads aren't losing these games based on a lack of effort, just like all season. So clearly, there is an issue somewhere. Giving, I'm in and around it every day, and I have the CV to give my opinion. I think I'll give it, whether anyone likes it or not." I mean, if you're a player in that dressing room, and that seems to be a kind of line in the sand from James McLean on social media there after the game.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be happy if I was a player in that dressing room. If I was captain of the club, I'd have to pull them aside, you know, have words with them. Now, the other side of that is, you wonder, had he said it to the players already, that he was going to say this, this is what he was thinking, that's grand, but I don't think you need to air that out in public either. I don't think you need to put it out there so that everyone can see what's going on. You know, the team that they played, the Croatian team, they are the better team of what played in Europe against the Irish team so far. He did have a great chance in the game where Boyce, with the keeper, he could have squared it for O'Reilly just to tip it into an empty net, and it would have made it 1-1. Misses that chance, and then it's an uphill battle. But no, definitely wouldn't be happy with the comments that he made. Like, he is saying that there's problems there, but then they're the only ones that need to rectify it, you know. And he's saying then about on paper they're as good as team of anyone. Paper doesn't win games for you. You have to go out and prove it week in, week out. Derry are a big club, and they look where they are in the table reflects of how they're playing this year. And I've seen them a few times, and they haven't set the league alight. You know, they do have quality players, but I think they are over reliant on Duffy as well a lot of the times. And he plays well 9 out of 10 times, you know, in every game. He's hitting that mark constantly, but you can't keep relying on that one player. You know, I don't know whether McLean's having to go with the manager or the players or at the club as a whole, but you know, that's something you need to keep in house, and you need to rectify that and have a discussion. Maybe the manager needs to bring them all together and have a, I won't say a digger match, but you need to, you know, trash it out between the lot of them and see where they're at.
It is well worth noting as well that, like, Derry got knocked out by Sofia in first round Europa League, who went on beat Karabag last night, who were in the Champions League knockouts last year. So it's not like they're not playing against good sides. Rijeka, the champions of Croatia 2 years ago as well. But Owen, you've been in that
Shells as well.
Yeah, got beaten by Shells, and then beat them in the return leg at Talca Park. Owen, you've been in that situation as a manager, maybe not with a player of this kind of caliber and CV doing something like this, but how do you even begin to approach that if you are Tiernan Lynch?
Well, I think Tiernan, as I said, he needs to pull him aside, you know, and have a complete discussion with him, along with one of the board members sitting there. So that way, you know, they get that all out, they speak about it and see where they're at. And like that, if James McLean is not happy with the manager or, you know, the player staff, then maybe the manager needs to do something. Or maybe they can turn it around and say, okay, look, we can, you know, the manager might be open up to listen and say, right, I'm probably doing that wrong, I'll change that, and we can work on that. But that comes from the manager. It doesn't come from James McLean telling them what to do. It doesn't come from the board telling them what to do. It has to be the manager himself, you know, speaking to James and seeing where they can go from that. But it's a big decision, I think, for the manager, you know, in this aspect, especially when you get criticised as a team the way James has done that.
Finally, Shelburne are going to face Ajax next week in Amsterdam. They're going to be at Talca Park the week after, as they've been allowed to stay on there rather than moving their games to Tala. We might catch up with you another time on about that, because we're coming up to kickoff in what I think it was Lambay Park, what Owen said it was, United Park, Weavers Park. Sullivan & Lamb Park is the current name for those who are wondering, for the Drogheda United Stadium. And we will be back to Stephen Doyle and Owen Heary for our live and exclusive League of Ireland commentary just after this break.
Off the Ball Daily.